We gave away $50 today. I say we, I mean Keep Essence Beautiful and Sports Power. They do the sticker competition, which was absolutely great. You'll hear that first cab off the ranks. We had Clairvoyant giving us the horoscopes. Then we met a couple of our Shire candidates going for the local elections this weekend. Wes Graham and Natalie Bowman appeared sporadically on the program. And then Michelle Hagley, she's won a big award in country racing. She's in Esperance right now, and she also knows the great Michelle Payne. She was the first female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup. You'll hear all about that in the catch-up. Enjoy yourself. Oh, and trade with Ben's at the end of it.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels good.
It's very simple. You can be a winner of $50. All you need to do is grab a Keep Essence Beautiful sticker from Jim and Bob's General Store or from Barbecues Galore. Then you need to don it proudly on your car. Then if your number plate is read out this morning or every morning on Triple M, then you can win. Jody has called in, and Jody, the $50 question is, what is your number plate?
My number plate is 1EYX699.
That's what we needed. Well done, Jody. $50 going your way thanks to Keep Essence Beautiful and Sports Power. They'll be at the Ag Show. Just check them out at that tent there. What are you going to do with the $50, Jody?
treat myself to something at Sports Power, I suppose.
There you go. Well, what have you got in mind? You can get a pair of cricket gloves for about $50, I reckon.
No, cricket gloves.
What else? Well, go on, let me know. What do you got?
Shoes, workout leggings, T-shirt.
Good. Well, I guess we're spring heading into summer, so it's that time. What do people say? Summer bod, yada, 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 that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it might give you some extra inspiration to get into the exercise and then get down to the beach. Jody, congratulations and well done.
Thank you very much.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All you got to do is grab that sticker from Jim and Bob's General Store or from Barbecues Galore, wear it on your sticker and listen in to Triple M before 7 o'clock each morning to win. I tell you what, don't leave the house just yet if you haven't, because the Esperance Horoscopes are coming up after Jamiroquai. Jamiroquai? Jamiroquai. A good way to set your watch, I reckon, these horoscopes. Coming up with Clairvoyant next.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Jamiroquai, that is Cosmic Girl, and Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. And now it's time for the Esperance Horoscopes.
I'm feeling like I love the smell of Jupe this week due to Jupiter's proximity to the sun. Now let's see what's in store for your week. Virgo, you will wear a piece of clothing inside out this week. Libra, love is in the air. Now is the perfect time for a new romance, especially if your name is Steve and you're an electrician, who helped a very cute and very single astrologist called Claire last week. Scorpio, you should consider going to Hong Kong, or is that avoid going to Hong Kong? Sagittarius, you feel inspired to start budgeting properly. This will end when you find a pair of shoes at 40% off. Leo, your spirit animal this week is Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Just like ScoMo, you won't really get anything done. Capricorn, beware the butt dial. An uncomfortable encounter could follow. Aquarius, a chance encounter at the cinemas will leave you feeling deflated. I can't believe they've already moved on to somebody else. Pisces, I see travels in your future. Nowhere exotic, just into town to pick up some groceries. Aries, you left the light on in your car. Taurus, good news this week with one of your favourite bands announcing an Australian tour very soon. The bad news is that when they say Australian, they just mean the East Coast. Gemini, wearing white to lunch will prove to be a bad decision. Cancer, I'll be honest, I forgot to check what the stars say for you this week.
And thank you, Clairvoyant, for those horoscopes. Got some Andy Grammer not too far away. Also, the Hooters and We Dance. I hope you're doing exactly that this Tuesday morning on Sean for Breakfast.
Let's turn the feel-good back on. Feels good. Sean for breakfast.
Esperance is 7:47. Triple M.
My bad. Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47. Triple M. We're less than 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And next, this weekend, is the local shire elections, where a whole bunch of new councillors will take the chambers. Last week, I was able to catch up with those nominees at a very special event at the Chamber of Commerce. It was called Meet the Candidates. This is Wes Graham talking about the red tape which is crippling local businesses.
We need to be a council that says, what can we do to help you, instead of what can we do to make this harder. So if we're going to keep putting more rules in place all the time, the cost of doing business in this town is going to be too expensive, and big companies, because that's what happens, big companies look at Esperance and think, it doesn't make sense. Coles talked about it for so many years. Probably a part of their assessment is it costs too much to do anything in Esperance. So it goes from small business right through to multinationals like Coles that make a decision. If it's too hard, if the shire are going to put too many obstacles in front of us to do what we want to do, we'll go somewhere else.
Wes Graham speaking there. He is nominating for the Rural Ward. He's one of four candidates. They'll be taking up a couple positions there. So what do you reckon about that issue? You can vote on it. All you have to do is hand in your ballot to the Shire Admin Building. Do it before Saturday when the votes are all counted up. And let's watch democracy in action. One of the great songs here, an Oztober classic. It's Hunters and Collectors, Holy Grail.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
The models on Sean for breakfast, Esperance is 7:47, Triple M, it's 10 minutes past 8. And I have a very special guest on the line. Her name is Michelle Hagley. She was awarded the 2019 Leading Country Racing Association Jockey at the Thoroughbred Regional Racing and Apprentice Awards. She joins me now. Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you. Bit of a mouthful, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically an entire acceptance speech just in that one title, right?
Yeah, it was. And I'm glad I didn't have to repeat it.
But obviously, congratulations. And I know a lot will go into that award with all the training and everything. And we'll get to that. But the first thing I want to talk to you about is early wake-up times, Michelle. Because I'm a 4:30 riser, and I don't find it too bad as long as I get to bed around 8 o'clock, 8:30. How do you go with the early times? What time do you wake up?
Well, I've got a spare bit on at the moment, so I'm usually up at 3:30 and out the door in about 10 minutes. The horses don't care how I look, so it's good. just sort of chug along all day from there. I'm a bit like you. I'm in bed pretty early as well, so yeah. I follow the kids. I'm straight after the kids.
So you've raced a lot in Esperance. You've also raced a lot in Broome. So I guess you go from winter season in Broome and then summer season in Esperance. That must be a horrible lifestyle, Michelle.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's probably the two beach town paradises of WA, and you get to spend a good amount of time there.
Best of both worlds, isn't it? It's a little bit overcast today, and we're all rugged up like we're a little Eskimos because we're not used to it. No, I can't complain at all with my lifestyle, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
So you've had a really good year as well. I'm just reading here. 33 wins, 14 seconds and 23 thirds, which is amazing, really, a great result. So what goes into that? Is that just extra training, or are you getting lucky with the horses, or what do you put it down to? Of course, your skill, but what else?
Well, with those, there would have been, five of those of my own that I've trained, and that's my first season as a trainer. Like, I only got that back in probably March this year, but the rest are from, you know, rides for other people as a jockey. Up there, like up north, we have a lot of people do, you have your certain trainers that you ride for, and, you know, everyone's really loyal and we all get along really well, and, you know, when it pays off and we all have good seasons, it's just a bonus, but, yeah, it goes along like that.
Have you trained a horse and ridden it yourself?
Yeah, I have, I have Big Blows. He was my first winner, and he won 3 for me up in Broome, so that was pretty exciting.
What's that like with the relationship with the horse? Because obviously training it, you're working with it so intimately, and then obviously riding it on that day with all the emotion and everything. Must be a tight bond.
It's he's definitely a favourite.
The favourite?
The favourite, yeah. I've got five here, and he'd have to be the favourite. but well deserved too. Like, took a chance with him, and he's paid me back really well. So, yeah, and he, you know, like, he, one of the three that he won up north was a feature, and you know, so that was that was a really good top off. So, hopefully, he's come back bigger and better for Esperance.
Yeah, well, hoping so. Now, you also have a relationship with the great Australian jockey Michelle Payne. She's just had a movie made about her. She's also won the Melbourne Cup. I want to ask you about her after Three Doors Down. This is Kryptonite. I'm talking to Michelle Hagley. She'll be back after this on Triple M.
Let's turn the feel-good back on. Sean for breakfast.
Esperance's 7:47. Triple M.
We're approaching 20 minutes past 8 on Sean for breakfast. Esperance's 7:47. Triple M. I've got Michelle Hagley on the line. She's based in Esperance right now, gearing up for the Esperance racing season. Before we go further, of course, if you are going to get involved with racing, gamble responsibly. Now, Michelle, you've had an interesting history. Obviously, you had a really good year in Broome and also in Esperance. But tell me about how you know Michelle Payne, the woman who became the first ever female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, no, and well deserved too. Hey, she is a top Sheila. She would go out of her way to help anyone, and she does work really hard. The day she won the Melbourne Cup, I think I might have been out having kids, and it was, I think I cried for her. It was just brilliant. Oh, she's about a year younger than I, and yeah, we've done our apprenticeship in Victoria, and sort of had that close bond, and we still talk quite regularly, and she's always there when you need some advice and vice versa. So yeah, no, it's good. No, happy for, to see that happen for her.
Yeah, and it was an amazing feat and obviously a huge thing, and hence why she's got the movie which has been made about her life. And then, and I don't, I'm going to be a bit gentle with how I how I say this, but I've got this feeling that a lot of jockey people and a lot of people involved in the racing industry are a little bit crazy. Is that is that fair? And what, how, why is it? Like, what's everyone, there's so many characters in the racing industry. So what brings it out? What brings out this craziness?
Might be the early morning.
Yeah, so. It must be. The lack of sleep. Do you think that's it?
I'm not sure. Well, I guess, you know, we're doing 60 kilometres an hour, average 60 kilometres an hour on a racehorse, and we're not followed by a ambulance for no reason. So I guess you got to be a little bit sort of crazy to think of doing that, you know, as a job, not as a hobby. So we all have our little, well, jockeys have a trainer that they generally ride for, and there's a lot of loyalty in that. I suppose a lot of emotion and hard work goes into it, because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't hide the fact there's a lot of money involved as well. It's a very big industry, and we're all here to, you know, obviously horses come first, but yeah, you know, we're all here to make a dollar and get through. And I love the carnivals, but the seasons as they are with in WA, like the north and the south, and you know, cow season, all those, they're great. I think there's a lot more camaraderie and a lot more happiness in those, you know, short times that you spend at the seasons and stuff. So it's good.
Talking about big money, and obviously gamble responsibly out there, but which horse, which jockey, who's looking good heading into the Esperance season? What's the hot tip?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually. It's pretty quiet down here at the moment. It's only me and Browns. We've got horses here, but Meryl Haley comes down soon. I think she's bringing a massive team. I think she's got about 14 on board to bring down.
Wow.
And you've always got to respect Meryl. She pulls one out of a hat. But and a Fernie, of course, you know, he's on fire at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't go past anything he sends around. But no, after the first couple of meetings, you have to ask me what to watch.
I'll make sure I've got you on speed dial for then and hold you accountable, of course.
Yeah.
But speaking to Michelle Hagley, she's doing wonderful things, training in Esperance right now. As I said, that first meet is just at the end of November. I'll let you know that.
23rd, I reckon, or 24th.
23rd or 24th. We'll let you know more as it comes up. Michelle, thanks so much for joining me this morning. I'll let you get back to the ponies.
No worries. Thanks very much.
You'll meet one of the Esperance Shire candidates for the coming up election after 8:30. We'll also talk about the AFL trade period. For now, though, enjoy Bette Midler. Eagle-eyed Cherry's not too far away as well. You're listening to Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels good. Oh, Triple M.
He's just so happy. That's Pharrell Williams on Sean for Breakfast. Desmond's 747 Triple M. And the local Shire elections are looming large. Saturday is the final day that you can get your votes in. Drop them off at the Shire Admin Building if you can. You can vote for the Town Ward, where there's quite a few candidates, or the Rural Ward, where there are four candidates, including Nat Bowman. We caught up with her last week at the Meet the Candidates event at the Chamber of Commerce. This is one of her key issues.
Taking responsibility for the amount of waste that we produce or that we bring home. Every single day, you and I can have an impact on the amount of waste that goes into our waste facility. Obviously, the less waste that goes in, the less it costs us every time we take something to the waste facility. My vision for Esperance, I would like us to be the community in Esperance that produces the least waste per capita. I think it's absolutely achievable. We are an isolated community. We are in control of the waste that we produce. We can speak with our feet when we're shopping. We don't shop at the places that wrap things in plastic. Don't shop there. Choose the places that provide an environmentally sustainable solution.
Does that message swing your vote? That's Natalie Bowman. She's already a councillor running again. As I said, you need to get your votes in the next few days to the Shire office. Do it! Do it now and watch democracy in action. This is Tina Turner. Coming up next, we're going to talk about trade news. Only 2 days left, actually less than. What big names will change clubs today? Ben will tell me all about it next.
You're for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.